Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us here at Keeping It Young, where Dave and Bethley share practical lessons from God's Word about marriage, family, and ministry life. They desire to encourage, edify, and equip you as you navigate these important matters in your own life. Well, today we end the week with Dave and Bethley's weekly Q&A. So let the miles fade away between you and the Youngs as they share their hearts and experiences with you wherever you might be in the world.
Well, we're doing question answers.
Yes, and, we are.
Actually, we knew last week looking at them that, you know, these
are going to take a little longer than one podcast.
These questions are going to take a little bit longer than, you know, than just what we can cram into 20, 25 minutes. So last week we answered the question, what can a wife do if her husband is not a believer or he's far from God and is a difficult man to live with?
Right.
And that was a tough question, but it has a biblical answer.
It does.
And, and I know Bethley answered that really well. And then we talked together about what advice do you offer to an engaged couple? And so I love that when we have a son that's engaged right now. And
yes,
of course, our older two have been engaged. And I was teasing Jacob. He's our fourth and our fourth child, our third son. And he's going to college this fall. And I teased him about how soon do you think he'll be engaged?
Oh, my. Well, and let's give it a few years.
He just rolls along with it. He was like, yeah, probably by December. And that was a fun conversation and so forth. But here's our next question. You ready to jump in?
Yes.
And get going? And here it is. This is a really good question as well. And it kind of plays from last week's second question. And it is the question, what advice do you offer couples regarding their first year of marriage? And both of these questions actually came from the same person.
Okay.
And of course, they're engaged right now.
Right.
And now they're thinking about, what about our first year of marriage?
Right.
So we offered them some answers regarding their engagement. Now let's talk to them a little bit about about their first year of marriage.
First year of marriage, yes.
And just off the top of your head, what would you say? I know you're looking at my notes.
I'm looking at the notes. I would actually say the first point that you make here is enjoy it. I absolutely think you need to enjoy your first year of marriage. I hear way too many young couples who, when talking to someone who is about to be married, they're like,
This is true.
Just hang on. It's going to be okay because the first year is just horrible. There's so much stress and you don't know each other and you can't communicate well. And so just hang on the first year. It'll get better. Absolutely not.
That probably indicates a failure of the relationship already.
It could. It could also mean that they didn't get some good biblical counseling ahead of time. It could be that one or both spouses are not walking with the Lord and walking in the Spirit and being selfish. I will tell you that marriage will show you how very selfish you are as a person.
That's so true. And you know, there's really no excuse for being unprepared. Books are available by the hundreds today.
Yes.
And podcasts.
Yes.
Sermons. Counselors.
Right.
And so you want to get prepared for this first year of marriage. Do all you can. Read every book you can read and listen to podcasts. I know this one great podcast called Keeping It Young. And but we're not the only one. There's a ton of really
good
podcasts out there.
There are lots of podcasts out there you can listen to.
And so I just, I would say get prepared, but enjoy it.
Enjoy.
Your first year of marriage, enjoy it.
Yes.
And laugh a lot. Laugh. There's going to be, I can't believe you do that. Well, turn that into a positive.
Yes.
Instead of roll your eyes every time that happens because your daddy never did it that way or your mama wouldn't have done it that way.
Right.
You laugh and you're going to have failures in which, you know, she's going to try to cook a meal and the recipe's not going to turn out, you know, like grandma's.
Right.
Or whatever. Well, you laugh about it and you encourage and you laugh together about it. You don't laugh at, you laugh together.
Right.
And he's going to say things or do things or, you know, you just laugh.
Well, you have to laugh about things, and it also is a time for you to build those communication skills instead of thinking, oh, this is so hard. This is so hard. Why does he hurt my feelings all the time? Or why does she disrespect me all the time? Well, instead of being like that, work on those communication skills. I look back at our first year of marriage, and yes, we were young and green and had no idea, but we had some good...
Are you saying I was like the Hulk? Green?
No, that image did not come to mind at all.
She saw my bulging biceps.
Now,
and it made her think of the Hulk.
Wow. Wow.
Stay with me, love. Stay with me here.
Totally speechless. Now, see, I can't even say speechless. Oh, my. Anyway, we had no idea how to do it on our own, but we had great counselors. Sure, and we had good parents to look up to. We had mentors along the way,
sure,
that we could talk to, but we also learned to enjoy it. It wasn't a time of, oh my goodness, this is so hard. It was a time of, how can we make this better?
You solve every problem.
Yes.
And you learn to give. One of the things I'm going to say here in a moment is you grow together. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is you know, there's just the natural part of spiritually and all of that.
Right.
But sometimes what happens in a marriage is you find out that, you know, guys, you've always left the toilet seat up, but that's a big deal to a lady. You learn to do the hard thing, and you put the toilet seat down.
Oh, such a hard thing.
And it's, you know, guys act like, oh my word, I can't believe she wants me to do that. It takes like 3 seconds. Mm-hmm.
And hopefully you're going to wash your hands anyway.
Hopefully you're strong enough to lift that seat down. And so rather than make it a time of, I'm not doing it, how dare she ask me to pick up my socks, or how dare he want me to do that?
Right.
It's a time to grow, and it's a time to give.
Yes.
I give up my rights for her. I give up my, she gives up her rights for him.
Well, it's just growing into your role, your biblical role, as the wife who follows and the husband who loves and leads.
I did just read this week in my personal devotions the passage where the Bible says that they're getting ready to go out to war, and the Bible says, now if anybody's faint-hearted, tell them they can go home. And if anybody has just bought a house, tell them they should go home to their new home.
Right.
And if anybody just got married, they should go home to their spouse.
Right.
And then later, he's talking about the same idea, and he said, now, if a man is married a wife, he should stay home for 1 year and cheer her up.
Because it's so hard to be married to you.
And I'm not sure that that's what that means, but it just made me laugh at my devotions.
It is funny.
But the point being, we're trying to say to you here, to enjoy being married. Right. Laugh and grow and learn.
Mm-hmm. Don't let all the little things that surprise you after you get married, oh my goodness, you do what? Don't let all those little things take the enjoyment out of your marriage.
And if you're engaged right now, keep growing. Because you're going to have responsibilities to a whole other person. And our generation is selfish. Our generation is me, me, me. I have me time. I need me time. I need downtime. Well, actually, you don't have a lot of me time and downtime when you're married, because now there's two of you.
Right.
And you're one.
There's us time.
It's us time. And so I would even say in enjoying it, make out.
Yes. Work on intimacy.
Yes. Hold hands. Kiss all the time. Enjoy the bedroom.
Be affectionate.
Make intimacy a part of that first year, and make it amazing to where you as a guy are learning to serve her, to meet her needs, to love her, to be aware of her. It's not about you, it's about her.
Right.
And where you as a lady,
vice versa,
going the other way, where you're aware of him and you're concerned about him. It's this first year of marriage is a time of learning each other and giving to each other.
Right.
It's a time of great joy.
And if you're enjoying and working on your intimacy, what a great foundation for the rest of your marriage.
It is.
Because once those children come along, you already want that to be such a habitual part of your life that you're like, you're not into the child raising years and thinking, oh, wait, we need to work on that.
And I would say to you, young couples, enjoy it to the point of change what needs to be changed to help your marriage to be more enjoyable.
Right.
If you've got an Instagram account and you're wasting 2 hours a day and you go to bed too tired to be intimate as a couple, delete the Instagram account.
Yes.
The world will survive without knowing what's going on in your thoughts.
Right.
And you will survive without knowing what all of your friends are doing for dinner.
Right. You don't have to do those Netflix binges that you did every night as a single
person. Maybe even cancel Netflix for 6 months or a year.
Right.
Don't even have it. Don't watch TV or watch it only on purpose, 1 hour.
Maybe on the weekends.
Yeah. So go to bed early so that you're fresh, you're more alert, Mm-hmm. And you can go to bed and have time with each other.
Yes.
Without being exhausted and it being like, oh my word, mm-hmm. enjoy the first year of marriage.
I guess we should have at the beginning of this podcast said, be careful of little ears. And so sorry about that, mamas. Hopefully you caught that on time.
Okay. And secondly, then grow together.
Yes.
And I've just already alluded to that.
Yes. But grow together spiritually. You should be praying together. That is an incredible intimacy building.
And you men, yeah, relationship building. So many guys don't want to do that. Mm. And I'm not sure why that is. It may be that you need to work on your own spiritual relationship with God.
Well, prayer time is a vulnerable time.
It is.
You're opening your heart to the Lord, and therefore your wife can see into your heart.
Yeah. And so pray together. Mm-hmm. Guys, lead that. Just set aside a time in which you're going to say, hey, let's pray before I go to work, or let's pray before we drift off to sleep, or whatever. And you know, consider even maybe doing devotions together as a couple.
Yes.
I know in our early marriage, we would just read something together every day and pray.
Right. We have couples ask us a lot about couple devotionals, and we need to do some research on that. There aren't a lot available.
There are not a lot. Dr. Dobson, James Dobson, has one called
Night Light.
Mm-hmm. And we've used that one. And basically, devotionals, you just have to find a regular devotional and apply it to
your
marriage.
And just do it together. Yes.
Is typically how that works. Mm-hmm. So, grow together financially. Mm-hmm. Learn how, you know, guys, no longer do you have the privilege just to go buy something. There's two of you now.
Right. I would say the same for the wife.
She needs to be a part of every purchase. Yes. He needs to be a part of every purchase. And Belfie and I work to do that so that we communicate everything we're going to purchase. And Bethley even will, you know, call me or shoot me a text and say, hey, these shoes are on sale.
Is this okay?
What do you think? Mm-hmm. Should I go ahead and buy them?
Right.
And I've always appreciated that because it draws us closer together. Yes. Her awareness of me, my trying to be aware of her, we grow together.
Well, and then you don't have those financial surprises.
Yeah, it's like, hey, why did you just spend $500 on that or $200?
Yes, or we don't have money for that this week. Yeah. We accidentally skipped over church, and I would say and when you're growing together and spiritually, you need to make church a priority. I know it can be very difficult. It wasn't difficult for us because I was married to the preacher. So, I mean, church is just something we do. But I noticed that young couples, you know, you've got your Sunday, you can sleep in, you don't have to go to work. And it can be so easy just to be like, we're not going to go this week. We're tired.
And I will tell you, young couples, that if church is not a part of your marriage in the early days, I will tell you that it won't be when you have children.
Yes.
Because those habits become difficult, and a lot of Christian parents do not raise their children to know God and love God, and therefore their grandkids don't know God and love God.
Right.
And it's because in those early years, they did not set correct habits towards being what they ought to be.
Right.
And that's a dangerous place to be.
Yes, going to church is a spiritual discipline, but it's one that you need.
And go to church and serve.
Yes.
Go to church and enjoy it. Go
Get
to church
involved.
And make friends. Go to church and worship. Go to church and respond.
Right.
If you make it better and you're all in with your heart, then it'll be easier for you to follow through on it.
Yes.
I even think in the first year of marriage, you should do everything together.
Yeah, do as much as you can together.
Do laundry together.
Mm-hmm.
Do chores together. Do yard work together.
Mm-hmm.
Do sporting events together.
Right.
Do church together.
Together.
Even do finances together.
Mm-hmm.
Just do everything together. And that last one's a big one. Yeah, mention that one.
Get help if you need it.
Get help if you need it.
Yeah, if you're struggling in the bedroom, get help.
Yeah, find someone you can talk to and get help. And, you know, one of the most amazing things in the world is that what you're facing that's a difficulty in your marriage, others have already faced.
Yes.
And what you find is if you get help, that you can get an answer rather than a problem linger and become larger as it lingers.
Right.
And so if you need help, talk. If you need counsel, get counsel. If you're not sure what to do, and get counsel from the right place.
Right.
Sometimes we just want to share a frustration.
Right.
Rather than get advice.
Mm-hmm.
Know what the problem is. Tell someone what their problem is.
Right.
And get an answer biblically, practically.
Right.
About how you can get help for that situation.
Right. There are too many young couples who will well, they've been married a year longer than we are, so we're going to go to them. Now, if they're walking in the Spirit and they know biblical answers, I know young couples in our church right now that I would expect that they would give another young couple a biblical answer about something. Sure, so I'm not saying that across the board, but a lot of times if you just go to another young couple, all you're doing is sharing grievances and frustrations back and forth, and you're not accomplishing anything that will help your marriage.
Yeah, and that's a challenge. Absolutely, yes. A challenge.
So find an older couple in your church that you know walks with God, or your pastor and his wife, and you know they walk with God, and go to them and say, hey, we need help with communication or intimacy or finances or whatever the problem may be.
And if a person doesn't know, if someone comes to you for advice, you don't know, say, I don't know, and help them find someone that can help them.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, this is Michael Barnett. Did you get a good surprise or nugget of wisdom today? I know I always do when listening to the Youngs. Well, next time, Dave and Bethley will be continuing their series entitled The Challenging Seasons of Life. Hey, maybe you know somebody who's going through it right now. Would you share this series with them? If you'd like more information or would like to hear more of these edifying episodes of Keeping It Young, just visit keepingityoungpodcast.com. Today's program has been a production of Keeping It Young. So thanks for listening, and remember to serve the Lord with gladness.
For more information, or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIL Radio Network.